Welcome once again to A Pane in the Glass podcast. This is Bill Shearhart, National Coach with Curling Canada, coming to you from the ancestral lands of the Kettle and Stony Point First Nations in Grand Bend, Ontario, Canada. A Pane in the Glass podcast is sponsored by Canada Curling Stone, located in nearby Comoca, Ontario. Today's episode is all about my bookshelf. And my bookshelf is filled, as you might guess, with books not just about curling, but the general sports psychology of curling, as well as other sports. And I thought that I would share some of the publications over the years that I have found most helpful. There's no bad book about team dynamics or sports psychology. They all have value, and some will resonate with you and your team a little bit better than others. So the books that I'm going to review for you today are not the definitive list by any stretch of the imagination, but as I said, books that I have found helpful for me. At the end, I'm going to suggest how your team might handle reading some of these publications to help your team move its yardsticks down the field. That said, let's get started. And the first one is Between the Sheets. And the authors, it was really co-authored by two friends, Cheryl Bernard. Of course, we all know Cheryl's pedigree, especially from not just her on-ice performances, but also behind the microphone with TSN. And Guy Schultz, who has been a longtime friend when I was in Calgary, and we've shared some very interesting moments together talking about our favorite sport. And the book they co-authored is Between the Sheets. I will share with you one of the endorsements, and there are many endorsements associated with this publication. Somebody whose opinion I respect very highly, and it's Jerry Peckham, Director of High Performance for Curling Canada. And these are Jerry's words. This is the first book written specifically on the mental game of curling. Bernard and Schultz went the extra mile in tapping into the minds of the top curlers in the world. The stories are great for fans of the game, and the lessons are invaluable for the competitive player. Curlers of all levels will benefit, but so will athletes aiming to go beyond their personal best. And again, those are the words of Jerry Peckham. And there's a section in here about coaches, and Cheryl actually refers to some guy that surname has 10 letters and is only two vowels. And so, yeah, I don't know, but you might want to read what that guy says. And of course, I'm talking about yours truly, and I was very proud and pleased to be part of this publication, but that's not why I'm suggesting that you read it. There are lots of people that Guy and Cheryl talked to put their book together. So again, Between the Sheets. One of my favorite authors in the area of sports psychology is Dr. Saul Miller, and I actually have two of his publications that I would like to endorse. The first one is Why Teams Win. Winning isn't easy. The world is becoming more and more competitive with a greater need than ever for people to work together effectively in teams to make organizations successful. There is no better model for success in business than the world of sport, with its bottom line performance culture and its relentless focus on creating winning teams. In Why Teams Win, renowned sports psychologist Dr. Saul L. Miller, the man who teaches elite athletes and top sports teams how to be successful, uses sport as a powerful metaphor for the world of business. Why Teams Win distills Dr. Miller's work with hundreds of high-performance teams in the worlds of sport, business, healthcare, and the arts into lessons to help business teams perform. Why Teams Win identifies the 9 key characteristics of successful teams. Why Teams Win describes how to improve personal, organizational, and team performance in each of these 9 areas. Why Teams Win explains how and why to apply different strategies to different types of teams. Why Teams Win outlines how to balance the needs of the individual with the needs of the team. Why Teams Win helps people work together and perform to the best of their abilities. Why Teams Win shows how to get the maximum potential out of a group of individuals. Why Teams Win features advice, quotes, and interviews from high-profile athletes and coaches, as well as from business leaders. And Why Teams Win includes self-evaluation and team-building exercises. Why Teams Win offers anyone wanting to improve their personal and team performance a proven and accessible formula for success. The other publication by Dr. Saul Miller is entitled Performing Under Pressure. And here's a little bit about performing under pressure. Pressure. It keeps us focused, drives athletes to Olympic greatness, business people to produce record value in their companies, and artists to the stellar heights of their craft. But too much pressure is unhealthy and counterproductive. It leads to sleeplessness, heart attacks, and many other negative side effects. It can also make us seize up and lose our ease when we need it the most. World-renowned sports psychologist Saul Miller, who teaches elite athletes and top sports teams how to be successful, shares a wealth of practical tools and exercises that allow anyone in any situation to manage the pressure they feel and to channel it into peak performance. Dr. Miller goes in depth and teaches you the difference between stress and pressure and how to make them work for you. How to use power thoughts and imagery to enhance your attitude and performance. How to improve your baseline stress tolerance. Techniques and exercises to control physical reactions to pressure. How variations in personality and style affect the ways people experience and deal with pressure, and how this knowledge applies to you. Training notes that give you a clear 4-week plan for each of the major tools. This book is an essential toolbox for anyone who wants to ensure that when it comes time to face intense, high-pressure situations, you will be prepared to succeed. Igniting the Third Factor by Dr. Peter Jensen. It's a question that challenges new managers and seasoned executives alike, echoes through coaches' heads as they watch a gifted athlete underachieve, and keeps parents up at night. It's a question that you need to be able to answer to move your work team to high performance and enable your children to achieve self-reliance and success. It's also a question Peter Jensen has spent a lifetime investigating. Since 1984, he has lived with one foot in the boardroom and the other in the locker room, attending 6 Olympic Games, helping over 40 athletes and their coaches win Olympic medals, and working with thousands of business executives as an instructor in the MBA and EMBA programs at Queen's School of Business. What Peter has discovered is that to answer this question, we must move beyond the first two factors that play a major role in our development: nature, meaning heredity and talent, and nurture, upbringing. While these two factors lay down a formidable foundation, it is the third factor that determines reach, what is ultimately possible for each person. A focus on the third factor ignites the spark that inspires people to reach for their full potential. In Igniting the Third Factor, Peter synthesizes his life's work into the 5 core practices exceptional leaders use to ignite the third factor in themselves and in others. Whether it's in the locker room before a gold medal Olympic hockey game or at a routine performance review, Peter works through an easy-to-understand model, providing a clear view of what separates igniters from extinguishers and exploring a wealth of strategies you can put into use immediately in your world. This next publication has the most curious title, and that title is Talent is Overrated: What Really Separates World-Class Performers from Everybody Else. It's by Jeff Colvin. Odds are that few, if any, of the people around you are truly great at what they do. Awesomely, amazingly, world-class excellent. But why aren't they? Why don't they manage businesses like Jack Welch or Andy Grove, or play golf like Tiger Woods, or play the violin like Itzhak Perelman? Asked to explain why a few people truly excel, most of us offer one of two answers. The first, of course, is hard work. Yet we all know plenty of hard workers, and some have been doing the same job for 20, 30, or 40 years. Why isn't that enough to make them great? The other possibility, the elite possess an innate talent for excelling in their field. We assume that Mozart was born with an outstanding gift for music, just as Warren Buffett carries the gene for making brilliant investments. The trouble is, scientific evidence doesn't support the notion that specific natural talents make great performers, and such talents may not even exist. So what's the real solution to the mystery of high performance? According to distinguished journalist Jeff Colvin, both the hard work and natural talent camps are wrong. What really makes all the difference is a highly specific kind of effort that few of us pursue when we're practicing golf or piano or stock picking. Deliberate practice isn't the kind of hard work that your parents told you about. It's difficult. It hurts. But more of it equals better performance. Tons of it equals great performance. Based on a wide variety of scientific research, talent is overrated, shares the secrets of extraordinary performance and how to apply these principles to our lives and work. You'll read about extraordinary people who never stopped challenging themselves and who achieved world-class greatness by applying the ideas in Jeff's book. This next publication I'm holding in my hand is very dog-eared, which is a euphemism for well-used. It's The New Toughness Training for Sports by James Lehr, L-O-E-H-R, The New Toughness Training for Sports. Toughness has nothing to do with the killer instinct or ruthless play. In The New Toughness Training for Sports, sports psychologist and best-selling author Jim Lehr shows how top athletes have benefited from following his emotional, mental, and physical toughness training program. Lehr's groundbreaking techniques are applicable to any sport, individual or team, and provide the essential keys to top performance for both professional and amateur. The thing that I liked about Dr. Lehr's book is he describes the ideal performance state. We've all been there. We've all been, what we say, in the zone. But how do we get there and how do we stay there? And Jim's book tells you how to do it. It's a great publication. It was under the original title, simply Mental Toughness Training for Sport. And again, the author, James E. Lehr. And Lehr is L-O-E-H-R. This next publication is entitled The Inner Game of Tennis by Dr. Timothy Galway. And you got to wonder, the inner game of tennis, what's this all about? Well, those of you who have attended any of my clinics or high-performance camps know that one of the keys to performance is brain balance. And Dr. Galway postulated that the left hemisphere of the brain and the right hemisphere of the brain are very different, and they must be treated that way. And to ignore one or the other is going to lead to sports' greatest difficulty in achieving performance, and that's distraction. The key is knowing how to balance your brain. And it's especially the left side of the brain that really is the hemisphere of the brain that needs to be in a calm state. The left side of our brain is not naturally in a calm state. So reading The Inner Game of Tennis by Dr. Timothy Galway will explain how to balance your brain, a key ingredient in performance. The Goldmine Effect by Rasmus Ankersen. Ankersen is spelled A-N-K-E-R-S-E-N. The Goldmine Effect. And this one is very interesting. And coaches, I urge you to read this particular book. And here's a little bit about it. Rasmus Ankersen, an ex-professional footballer and performance specialist, quit his job, spent the last of his money on plane tickets, and for 7 intense months traveled the world, studying firsthand the gold mines of talent that consistently pump out top performers. He lived and trained with the planet's best athletes and their coaches in an attempt to solve the mystery of what lies behind world-class performance. Why have the best middle-distance runners grown up in the same Ethiopian village? And why is that? Why are 137 of the 500 greatest female golfers from South Korea? How has One Athletics Club in Kingston, Jamaica succeeded in producing most of the world's fastest sprinters? And what performance secrets can we apply to our own daily lives? The conclusions Ankerson came to will have an enormous impact far beyond the world of sport, in business, education, and parenting. In The Goldmine Effect, he presents his findings alongside 8 principles that will show you not only how to grow talent in yourself, but also how to spot and unlock it in others, whether you are a manager, a coach, a teacher, or a parent. And if I can just make one final comment about this book, the gold mines all have sort of what we would call a head coach. He refers to them as a guru. And this is the interesting part for me. Those 5 gurus or head coaches all had something in common. And I'm not going to give away the plot. You're going to be very surprised at what they all had in common. So there's some publications for you, and here's my suggestion for you and your team. Pick 4 of the books, 5 if you have a coach, and have each one of your team and the coach read one of them through the summer. And then as you get towards the end of the summer, getting ready for the next curling season, get together for a late summer barbecue or some sort of social event, and everybody read his or her book report to the rest of the team. I think that's a very efficient way to do it. And it also will give you an idea of what's resonating with somebody else on the team. So your team then transitions from a curling team to a book club. If you wanted to get the names of these books and the authors one more time, as opposed to going back into the episode, here they are. And I think this was the order in which they were presented. So the first one, again, Between the Sheets by Guy H. Scholz, S-C-H-O-L-Z, and Cheryl Bernard. That's Between the Sheets, Guy Scholz, and Cheryl Bernard. Why Teams Win by Dr. Saul, S-A-U-L, Saul Miller. Why Teams Win by Saul Miller. Performing Under Pressure by Dr. Saul Miller. Again, Performing Under Pressure by Dr. Saul Miller. Igniting the Third Factor by Dr. Peter Jensen. That is, again, Igniting the Third Factor, author Dr. Peter Jensen. Talent is Overrated by Jeff, and Jeff is G-E-O-F-F, Colvin, C-O-L-V-I-N. Talent is Overrated by Jeff Colvin. The New Toughness Training for Sports by Dr. James E. Lair. That is The New Toughness Training for Sports, author James E. Lair, L-O-E-H-R. The Inner Game of Tennis by Dr. Timothy Galway, and Galway is G-A-L-L-W-E-Y. The Inner Game of Tennis by Timothy Galway. And the last one, The Goldmine Effect, the author Rasmus, R-A-S-M-U-S, Ankerson, A-N-K-E-R-S-E-N. I'll add one more book before we close off with this episode. I'm about halfway through. I'm very impressed with it. And the book is entitled The Power of Teamwork, How We Can All Work Better Together. That's The Power of Teamwork, How We Can All Work Better Together. And the author is Brian Goldman, MD. Thank you for joining me behind A Pane in the Glass podcast. our sponsor, Canada Curling Stone of Kamoka, Ontario. Until next time, stay safe, my friends, and of course, keep those happy curling thoughts.